That's a good point. Jerry Bader Show 1022. I actually heard someone else make that point on the radio yesterday. You do have a choice. You don't have to decide right now whether or not you're going to, as an elected leader, support Donald Trump. But the longer you wait, the more you're going to be put under the microscope. So it's very difficult. It's a difficult choice. It really is. Because he's not just a flawed candidate. Can just say, I'm waiting till he has the nomination. Yeah, you could certainly wait until the end of July. I do agree with you on that, Earl. Absolutely. All right. A bunch of things quickly, and I only have a few minutes to get to them. Actually, no, it's a lie. I can get to the Kasich thing after the news. In fact, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to take a pause here. We'll get to the Kasich thing after the news. There are a couple of things I want to get to. Here's how easy the electoral math is. Right now, if Hillary Clinton wins all of the states that have gone Democrat in the last six elections, all she needs to do is include Florida, and she wins. That gets her to 270. That's how problematic this is. So the five states that are critical, hold Arizona, hold North Carolina, flip Florida, flip Ohio, flip Pennsylvania. Those are five states right now that are in peril, but it is so early. And I saw the poll, 13 points, whatever it is. That really does mean nothing right now. It really does. But the electoral math is really problematic right now for Donald Trump. Because the ones that she appears to have a lock on, you throw in Florida and she wins. The whole thing could come down to Florida again, just as it did 16 years ago. It's going to be a heck of a ride. But it is really, it's a tough map for Donald Trump, however you feel about him. It's a tough map for Donald Trump. It is frustrating to me, and I appreciate the woman who called from Central Wisconsin. She was at work, so she couldn't go on the air. I get that. She thanked me for challenging people. And it's amazing how the Trump supporters, all they heard was the argument against Donald Trump. They didn't hear that I was presenting the other side. And it's frustrating. Anyway, did you hear this story about the family in Georgia? They hired movers on Craigslist. Furniture movers, they're moving. $75,000 worth of their valuables gone. Furniture, everything they own. Just think, and they paid a deposit to have these guys steal their stuff. They are looking for suspects. How many times do you have to warn people? Craigslist has its good points, but you warn people over and over. Don't hire, I know I'm going to get in trouble for saying this. I would never hire a mover off of Craigslist. I'm going to hire a reputable mover or rent an apartment. And make sure the building exists. Good idea, Earl. Good idea. Make sure the building is actually there. You just have to be so cautious. And don't go meet anybody in an unsafe situation. There are basic rules that you have to understand. As they are an advertiser on at least one of the radio stations that I'm on right now, and they have advertised on this show for a time I did their spots, I will drop a name. Two Men in a Truck. I've never heard anything but good reviews about them. Don't leave the garage door open for someone to look at tires and every other Craigslist story that Earl has ever heard. Those are all Earl Craigslist stories. How people just sometimes don't think. Hey, there's a story that I have been wondering about. I have heard virtually nothing about this. The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. How's it doing? The answer? Not well. CBS is looking at retooling it. And I said all along, America has never known Stephen Colbert. They knew the Bill O'Reilly character, knockoff, caricature, Stephen Colbert. I haven't watched it a lot. But letting Stephen Colbert be Stephen Colbert, whoever that is, writes the New York Times. I don't think he's ever shed the character. And I don't know that he knows that. I don't think he, or let me put it this way. I don't think it's intentional. But the New York Times piece also brought up a really good point, too. What would Trump mania have looked like if Jon Stewart and Stephen Colbert had their old jobs at Comedy Central? So not having, it's interesting. People, oh yeah, the Donald Trump cartoon interview was very good, Colbert. Yeah, that was very good. And that was the Colbert. Stephen Colbert, the character. I agree. And that's where I think he's struggling. It's interesting. I think it was the Times that pointed out. People are missing Stephen Colbert during this election cycle, and he's there every night. But no, he's not. Not where he was and not what he was. I haven't watched it enough to form an intelligent opinion. What I would say, based on what I'm reading, it's in large part because he's still trying to be largely a liberal hack. And as such, it is very difficult for him to translate. I'm gonna read that email after the news. We had an email accusing me of being a phony conservative. I'm gonna read that afterwards, after the news, because it is 10:29, and this is the last day I can tell you about this. Those of you who have asked how I've lost the weight, Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. How did I keep it off? Proactive Weight Loss Solutions. No. How does it work? Well, that's for Dr. Jason Lippman to explain, and he's going to do that Tuesday, May 10th, 6:30 at Pullman's in Appleton. Free dinner, free presentation, but seating is limited. So you need to make a reservation, and you have to do that by 5 o'clock tomorrow. 5 o'clock tomorrow. You can do that at 920-268-1386. 920-268-1386. 920.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. 268-1386.